Yesterday I spoke to Caroline about the little match girl. I still don't completely understand, but I thought I'd let the parts speak to this today. So when I read the story the first time around, well, I guess that would have been back in the 90s, this was the chapter where I gave up on the book. The idea of balancing the masculine and feminine energies and dealing with my animus was far too much for me in early recovery. And yet here I sit, you know, 31 years later, 32 years later, still struggling with this concept. But boy, do I ever understand the river under the river. And I couldn't have understood that then. It's not completely blocked anymore. The tributaries, the, you know, whatever they call them, at the head. You know, some of those are bubbling over and I can feel the flow beginning. And I'm getting a really clear picture of why the river was blocked in the first place. And that is, you know, it's weird. You think that you work in this life to make money and to buy things and to have things. But the truth of the matter is, in the end, all you have is your understanding of your life. What did it mean? What was it about? What seeds did I sow? What gifts did I reap? So the little match girl. So I read it again a number of weeks ago as we went into the chapter. And again, I said, I hate Hans Christian Andersen. And now I'm, you know, about to look at all these points that take the story apart. And we're talking about a story that isn't even two pages. And, you know, Clarissa, she'll spend months taking it apart. So I'm going to give you in a synopsis what it meant for me rather than try and do that, because 30 years ago, my mind would have done that had I been able to find the group of people that would have allowed me to explore that. But today, alone, with very few people in my life, but some really important ones, I need to know. You see, in many ways, the story of the little match girl is about addiction. But it's about a particular kind of addiction. So as we sit here in the February 2022, while Jupiter is going through Pisces, while Jupiter is in Pisces moving through Neptune, it makes complete sense. Because the little match girl is the story of fantasy. It is the story of fantasy addiction. There are many kinds of addictions. I have come to know mine well, and this is it. So in the story, the little girl sells matches to make just enough money for a crust of bread so that she can sleep in the forest, cold, with a coat that you can practically see through. And on a cold, cold night, she sits trying to sell her matches, and no one is interested, and she is so cold that she begins to light the matches just to keep herself warm. And with each match, she goes a little further into a fantasy where her grandmother eventually comes and takes her, and her frozen body is found the next day. So you can read into that story anything that you like, because whatever you read in is what you need to hear, okay? For me, when times got so hard in the past, I sat lighting my matches, going deeper into my fantasies. Each time an angel appeared and took me home. Had that not happened, they would have found my frozen body somewhere. I think back to one specific incident. The incident where I worked at Paparazzi and my mother had committed suicide. And I was expected to work. I was expected to just go on. Did I know something sinister was really going on when that happened? You bet I did. But I pushed myself and I tried to go to work. And sometime around, I don't know, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, I left the DJ booth half naked in my high heels and I walked around the back of the building. And the building sits in Richmond Hill, which now, you know, has buildings built up all the way around it. But at the time, there wasn't much behind it but a field and a fence. So I walked around back to one of those staircases, you know, that is made of metal with the holes in it. And I found a way to sit down on this thing, I don't know how, in my very little clothing. And I began to cry for my mother. And I didn't have any matches. But it didn't matter. I spun a tale that kept me warm. A tale that threatened to keep me there until I died. And a car pulled up. And it doesn't matter. A beautiful man walked out of that car and threw a coat around me. He brought me into that car and he took me home and he talked to me till morning. And then he drove me home. I left that job. Actually, I was fired. You see, once you can see through the guise of what this life is all about, once you can truly see what's really going on, you're no longer a member. You're no longer a player in the game. And I was a really good player in the game. That's one thing that I hope to write about at some point, is how good a player I was. You know, they say some people have a handicap. Well, I sure did, and I still do. But the fact of the matter is, the game ended for me when my mother shot herself in the face. And those matches, I could burn hundreds of them, but I could never go back to addiction the way that I could after she died. It was so glaring to me. I was the only reason she had stayed on this planet. And yes, I forsaked her because I didn't know any better. And I have forgiven myself and I have forgiven her. But now, with the situation in the world and the idea that Trudeau made actually might be able to push this order through, this could mean the end of my life as I know it. And I know a lot of people listening to this would say, oh my God, this woman's paranoid. And I would say, you're still a really good member. You're still a really good player in the game. Because if you can't see what's happening, then ignorance really is bliss. And I am sitting here, and it doesn't matter how many matches I light and how many fantasies I tell myself. As an unvaccinated person, I could suffer dire consequences because of my choice. And I'm done asking the world to understand that choice is all that we have. Because every member of my family and friends, minus 2%, think that I'm just like my mother. Just when I found out, I'm not.